I deliberately clear and seal this space on all sides, all directions, above and below, around myself and around every single person here or anyone that listens in the future. And I fill that space with light and followers of the light. I am so thankful to be able to be a direct channel for the Holy Spirit and the cosmic Christ consciousness. I'm honored by the presence of each of our master guides, teachers, and angels. I know they hold the intention that all healing, all information, all releasement, all transformation, all integration is for the highest good and highest joy of each person here with us or anyone who listens in the future. I'm also thankful to be able to step aside my own personal beliefs and paradigms, my own programs, my own ideas and contracts, so that all information that comes through is clear, concise, and succinct. I do open the Akashic Records to be able to see past, present, and future. And for this, I give thanks. Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your energy, your... You are excited to be here, huh? We are excited to be here, too. This is our first time coming out so early in the day. We are with the vessel Marilyn always. So anything you say to her, you say to us. She is not always with us, but we are always with her. And we want you to know that in that focus and in that energy, that you are indeed opening the focus of you, that we are acknowledging that energy and clearing that pathway. And as you are clearing that pathway, you are clearing your heart, your third eye, your disconnection, and we're connecting all those circuits in your body and in your brain so you can open to be the best, clearest channel possible. Is that all right? Does anybody not want that? If so, we will give you your money back. You can tell the vessel that. And oh, very good to see you. And you, and you. And you, and you. You see, in that energy, in that focus, it sometimes just takes a touch to activate. And when you have that touch to activate, the energy opens. Intention is everything, yes? And when you have that intention, take a deep breath. That's very good. Take another one. Huh? When you have that intention, the frequency comes in clearer and more effective. You know, sometimes our little chattery mind, you humans have lots of chattery stuff, yes? Sometimes your little chattery mind tells you things that are not necessarily true. And they say things like, who do you think you are? You can't do that. And even though you may pick up a selenite sort of light and your body already knows what to do with it, as you did, we saw. That is your cellular memory from your Akash. And what we are doing today all day long is we are awakening that cellular memory in your Akash for when you were an oracle. And to remind you that in this lifetime the agreement was you won't be stoned for it. You won't be guillotined or punished. Is that all right? Yay! Celebrate. We don't have... Well, you might get stoned, but the meaning is not the same. And you won't be today or any other time with real rocks. We have pretend rocks. We're not going to the right. We should move on. The vessel Marilyn says, don't go there. So understand and know that with that energy and that frequency that you are indeed bringing in, that you get to learn today to trust that. You get to learn today to accomplish that. You get to learn today to be within you and honor you and know you. For you see, as a channel, your objective is to be as clear as possible. Your objective is to clear out all that old trash, all that old energy, all that Akashic Records garbage. That was the other paragraph, yes? That is what we talked about this week in that first paragraph. That is all that's letting go. As a channel. Now, we understand that those are the terms that you use, channel. The English language does not describe it. We do not describe it as a channel. We describe it as a divine link. And that is what you will be. Our vessel Marilyn is a divine link. And she links worlds together. She links worlds from beyond into this world for the greater enlightenment of humanity. And now you can do the same. Is that okay? So you get to learn to describe whatever you're doing without using the word channel. Because sometimes people get afraid of that. We know that's silly, isn't it? But you understand that as you are providing that connective link, your higher self is doing a happy dance up there. They're excited. They're connecting more deeply with your soul, maybe than ever before in this lifetime. Maybe than ever before than yesterday. It is our intention that you are clear, connected, surrounded, and filled with the light. And then be able to communicate that light. And we always get our way. Huh? We will be back. We love you deeply. We see who you are. We see your light. We see your heart. Oh, we even step on your feet. I guess we needed a little grounding. Oh, we get to step on both of you. Need a little grounding in this corner here. And with that grounding, know that you are moving to new heights. We know we say ground and then go to new heights. Ground and go to new heights. We're going to help you learn how to be in that connected state always. So you live in that connection and stay grounded on the earth so you can drive around and be a human being, huh? Is that okay? Yes. We see you. We honor you. We will see you again all day. I bid you namaste.